Basil Sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Well, we hope it's going to be an exciting basketball action tonight. It's Fort Recovery visiting the Knoxville Rangers. Lady Rangers are very flashy this year with a 9-1 record. Fort Recovery 2-9. New Knoxville's 3-0 in the conference. Fort Recovery's 1-2 in the MAC conference. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game with New Knoxville. Go get them, Lady Indians, says Dr. Thomas Banda and all of his staff. His staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Well, a few minutes ago, we had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann, and here is that interview. Back at New Knoxville, we have Holly Gann with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And first of all, congratulations on the win the other night against Mississinewa Valley. Again, a very physical game, but the gals played like they needed to at the right time and came away with the win.
Yeah, they did, you know, and that's what they need. And like I said, these girls had worked really hard all winter break and came to practice and didn't complain. And, you know, and that winter break is so hard. It's just so long without a game. So it was really nice to see that reward of working so hard over break is to be able to come out with a win. So today we're here at Knoxville, and it's going to be another battle. And we're going to be full of some surprises. And we know where we're kind of getting with this group from New Knoxville's very experience. And so we're just going to see what we can do to kind of slow them down a little bit. And ultimately, we just need to score more points.
Yeah, that's been your issue really this year, offensively, just not have been able to score enough points. And one of the positives the other night, Callie Wendell came back in, played a lot of minutes for you, and she's been kind of missing some time lately. So hopefully that'll be the start of good things for you.
Well, and the reality is these girls don't have a lot of varsity minutes. So for a group of girls that don't have a lot of varsity minutes to go out there and try their hardest and do what I ask of them, and I know I'm going to get 100% of the effort. As a coach, you just can't ask for much more than that. And that's what we keep talking about, getting better and handling that ball. So Callie coming back into our lineup after that break there is going to be huge to helping us. And as you could see from Miss Cinnawall, Callie didn't miss a beat. You know, she's a kid that even though she wasn't practicing or had to miss some stuff, you know, she's putting in the extra hours in the gym. She's in there shooting. She's constantly finding a way to make herself better. And as well as a lot of other girls on the team. And so I knew Callie coming back in, yeah, we might be a little out of shape, but she was definitely doing her part, ready to go for Miss Cinnawall, and she'll be ready for tonight too. So,
well, New Knoxville, very strong team. This group of young ladies they have going through their program right now is talented in all the sports, and I think they've only lost one game so far this year, so they're going to be a toughie.
Yeah, they are, you know, and we know that. And so I think for us is, like I said, we got to find a way to get better. It's another opportunity to continue to work on turnovers and controlling the tempo of the game and the ball and fundamentally, you know, not being scared and trying to maximize those strengths that we have to offer, looking to drive, looking to kick, you know, put the ball in our driver's hands, get the ball in our shooter's hands, and then defensively trying to find a way to stop them. And that's the one area, like I said, offensively we know we struggle, right? And to be honest, everybody does. It's girls basketball. Like, it's different. But defensively, this is where we have to be able to contain them defensively. And then offensively, we just got to get better as we play more games.
How about starters tonight?
Starters tonight, we have, let's see, Grace Kukubiller, number 4, 15, Alexis Wendell, 32, Whitley Rammel, Mara Pearson is at 22, and number 20 is Kennedy Mullenkamp.
Okay, well, what's up, Coach? Thanks very much for the time. Good luck.
Thanks, Rob.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back with more here at New Knoxville in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, the headaches, the stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kapp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kapp Pharmacy. Kapp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kapp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the home of the Rangers at the New Knoxville High School. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterley's our studio producer back at the radio station at WPGW. And Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Ava Shane's back at Fort Recovery at the FortRecoveryRadio.com studios, helping us with the broadcast tonight. We do remind you we have a big game, IU and Ohio State, on our other stations going on right now at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. And then as soon as we're done here at New Knoxville, we'll join the IU and Ohio State game in progress here on 100.9. So that game between IU and Ohio State now underway again at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. In the JV game tonight, Fort Recovery won 28-17 to improve their record to 7-5 on the year. 7-4 on the year is the record for Fort Recovery's junior varsity. They were led in scoring tonight by Kennedy Mullenkamp, who had 8 points. She only played in the first half. 7 points for Kenzie Garkey. Chipping in with 6 was Maddie Guggenbiller. 5 points for Callie Wendell, and 2 points for Elizabeth Alley. So those were your scores for the reserve game tonight. Again, led by Kennedy Mullenkamp with 8, Kenzie Garkey with 7, Maddie Guggenbiller with 6, Callie Wendell with 5, and Elizabeth Alley with 2 points. Fort Recovery led 24-7 at the halftime and then just kind of coasted from there. As Coach Guggenbiller used a lot of different players in the second half, winning 28-17. Fort Recovery starters here, as you heard Coach Gann mention a moment ago, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Mara Pearson, Whitley Rammel, Grace Guggenbiller, and also Alexis Wendell. So we're just about set to go here. Jumping center for Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel. And jumping center for New Knoxville was Carson Henschen. And Henschen got the tip, but it goes out of bounds on the other end, and Fort Recovery gets the ball right back. Kennedy Mullenkamp will toss it in to Mara Pearson. Our first quarter is brought to you by Kapp Pharmacy. Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Don't forget the Fort Recovery location is open until 7 o'clock every Monday through Thursday night and until 6 on Friday nights for your convenience. They close at 4 on Saturdays and 3 on Sundays. your Health Mart Pharmacy, Calp Pharmacy. Alexis Wendell with the ball. She'll shovel it over to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller works her way to the left, goes to the corner. Kennedy Mollenkamp firing, hitting! Kennedy Mollenkamp picks right up where she left off in the reserve game and gets a three-point shot. Makes it 3-0. Indians on top here. Here's a shot up and good by New Knoxville's Avery Hinchin. That makes it 3-2. Foot recovery in the lead by one. Here's Mara Pearson bringing it down. Hands off to Alexis Wendell. Back to Mara. Back out front to Whitley Rammel. Around the horn it goes. Grace Guggenbiller on the left. Guggenbiller tries to pass out front and threw it away. Well, saved by Whitley Rammel, but then it's thrown away by Kennedy Mollenkamp trying to pass underneath. Here's New Knoxville with the basketball. Driving and firing and hitting. Ellie Gable scoring. Makes it 4-3. New Knoxville with a one-point lead here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Coming to you tonight from the New Knoxville High School. This will be probably the last game we ever play on this particular court. They're building a brand new gym just right next door here. And so when they're all done, the two buildings will kind of be combined, the new building and this building here. Here's Mara Pearson firing, hitting, and it's good, and she's found in the act of shooting. See if they're going to give her two or three on that one. Guess they give her just two. So Mara Pearson connects. She'll have a free throw coming here. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel back out front. Fort Recovery leading 5-4 here in the early going in this first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Alexis Wendell with it. Looking for some help, and she didn't get rid of it in time. 5 seconds is called on Alexis Wendell, so the ball goes back to New Knoxville. That foul a moment ago was called on Haley Fletterjohn, who's the granddaughter of Chuck and Kathy Etzler, who are both here tonight watching the game, supporting their granddaughter. New Knoxville with the basketball, trailing 5-4. Lady Rangers 9-1 on the year. Down in the corner to Haley Fletterjohn. She'll bring it back out top. There's Rebecca Leffel over on the left side. Cross-court pass over to Fletterjohn. Now at the free throw line, driving inside against Whitley Rammel, turning, firing, and missing. And Whitley Rammel got the rebound of Avery Henshin's missed shot. And here come the Lady Indians. Yeah, so far, so good. Fort Recovery's playing pretty well tonight. Not as good as I've seen them play, to be quite honest. Whitley Rammel out front with the basketball. Passes on the left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now down to Grace Guggenbiller on the left. Back outside. Oh, threw it away. Intended for Mara Pearson, but Fletterjohn stole it. She lost the ball. And now there's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery, I believe. Maybe Whitley Rammel. Let's see. No, it's on Mara Pearson. So New Knoxville puts the ball in play. Here's Fletterjohn firing a three, and she got it. Haley Fletterjohn connects on a three. 5'5" senior for New Knoxville. And it's 7-5. New Knoxville has taken the lead back by two. Alexis Wendell with the ball, and they're going to call illegal screen on Mara Pearson. That's number two on Mara. So Mara Pearson picks up her second foul. That's not good. 4:36 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. A lot of time left in the first quarter, and Mara Pearson already has two fouls. She'll probably come out of the game. Right side it goes to Ellie Gable for New Knoxville. Back on the left, there's Melissa Waterman. Waterman passes off. Back out to Carson Henshin. Now the ball's to Fletterjohn on the left. She'll pass over here to Avery Henshin. Back out to Fletterjohn. Haley dribbling the ball, stopping. Bounce pass goes to Henshin on the left. Shots fired up, in and out, no good. Rebound saved by New Knoxville. There's a shot from the lane, good. Avery Henshin hits one just inside the free throw line and makes it 9-5, New Knoxville by four now. up, traveling called on Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. And Mara Pearson goes out of the game, and coming in is Kenzie Garkey. So Pearson saddled with two fouls early here in the game. Kenzie Garkey coming in. Fort Recovery's leading scorer on the bench. That's not a good thing. Here's a shot up and good on the right side by Carson Henson, and now New Knoxville starting to flex their muscles as they were trailing 5-4. Now they lead 11-5 over the Lady Indians here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Alexis Wendell with the ball, double teamed, knocked away from her, picked up by New Knoxville's Carson Henson. Henson comes down across the timeline. Over on the left side, don't forget Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis right to your home. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you, and I'm sure it is. There's New Knoxville throwing the ball away. It went through the fingertips of Avery Henson and out of bounds. So Fort Recovery will get the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp tossing it into Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Right side it goes to Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller goes to the baseline, stops, passes back outside. It's knocked out of bounds by Avery Henson. Most of these New Knoxville girls were on their fantastic volleyball team this year. Right side it goes. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp into Whitley Rammel. Passes off to Guggenbiller. Fires a shot from the left side. No good. And we got a Fort Recovery basketball. They say it was last touched by New Knoxville on the block. You know, Grace Guggenbiller, she needs to pick up the slack here while Mara's not in there. Pass comes in to Whitley Rammel. Out to Callie Wendell. Hands off to Fort Recovery's Kenzie Garkey. Lost it, got it back. Over to Grace Guggenbiller. Out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And there's going to be a foul called on New Knoxville's Ellie Gable. It's number one on her. Rob Weaver here at New Knoxville High School tonight. Girls basketball, Midwest Conference action. Here's the ball stolen away by New Knoxville. Down, up, and good by Ellie Gable. Gable's 5'6 and a senior. This whole lineup basically is a senior lineup for New Knoxville. So this is the year for them if they're going to do it. There's traveling called on Grace Guggenbiller. All the starters and the top reserves are all seniors for New Knoxville, every one of them. Definitely a rebuilding year coming next year for the Lady Rangers, but right now they're tough. They're 9-1 so far. Here's a pass over on the left side. New Knoxville has the ball. Avery Henson with it. Fakes a shot. Tries to drive around Whitley Rammel. Passes back outside. Three-point shot's up and no good by Rebecca Leffel. Rebound comes to Grace Guggenbiller of Fort Recovery. Lady Indians need a score here. They're trailing 13-5 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Grace Guggenbiller lobs it inside. Tipped out of bounds by New Knoxville. Nope, they say last touch by Fort Recovery. Down to a minute 18 to go here. Don't forget Cal Pharmacy has their handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. You will be very impressed with what they carry there for you. If you need handicap medical equipment, they have it at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. New Knoxville has the ball tipped away, and there's going to be, I think, a foul called. Yep, and that's going to be on New Knoxville. Whistled on Melissa Waterman. So Waterman picks up her first personal foul. Minute 5 to go in the quarter. Mara Pearson back in the lineup. She brings the ball up. Over it goes to Kenzie Garkey. Now with the ball is Callie Wendell out front, passing on the right side to Mara Pearson. Now to Garkey, now out to Whitley Rammel. Need to get Whitley involved in this offense. She is not, I don't think she's taking a shot tonight. Callie Wendell with it. Mara Pearson lost the ball, and it's off of New Knoxville's Carson Henson. So it'll be given to Fort Recovery right over in front of the New Knoxville bench. New Knoxville, coached by Tim Hagemeyer. Outstanding, long-time winning record. Here's New Knoxville steal. They score at the other end. Rebecca Leffel scoring on the assist by Ellie Gable. That makes the score 15-5 with 20 seconds left to go. Fort Recovery down by 10. Mara Pearson to Callie Wendell. Wendell hands off to Whitley Rammel. Rammel dribbling. Back to Kenzie Garkey. Right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back outside. There's Garkey firing and missing. And that's the end of the first quarter. First quarter comes to a close. Fort Recovery Lady Indians trailing 15-5 as they led 5-4 at one point. Led 5-4, and New Knoxville has scored the last 11 points of the first quarter to go up by 10. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our very fine first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Burn, Indiana, Union City, Indiana. We'll be back in just a moment.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery will have the basketball to start the second quarter of play, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Ball's tipped out of bounds by New Knoxville. Here comes the inbounds pass. Alexis Wendell tries to go inside to Whitley Rammel and intercepted by New Knoxville. New Knoxville had that well defended. And they lost the ball, picked up by Mara Pearson. Down she comes. She'll stop, fires, and hits. Mara Pearson gets her second basket of the evening. That makes the score 15-7, back to an 8-point game. Lady Indians need to show some fire here to get back in the game, trailing by 8 now. Here's Fletterjohn, and she tries to pass it off, but it's her teammate didn't get to where she needed to be, and the ball went rolling out of bounds. So turnover on New Knoxville, and Fort Recovery has the ball back. Mara Pearson across the timeline. On the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy looks for Whitley Rammel, can't find her. Back out to Alexis Wendell. Alexis hemmed in there, now gets rid of it, and it's knocked out of bounds by New Knoxville's Carson Henshin. And we have a timeout called by Fort Recovery. 6:51 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at New Knoxville, Fort Recovery with the basketball, trailing 15-7. 8-point lead here for the Lady Rangers of New Knoxville. Right side to Alexis Wendell. Into Mara Pearson, cross-court pass over to Kenzie Garkey. Missed the baseline jumper. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville's Carson Henschen. With the ball, Ellie Gable. Way out front, being guarded by Kenzie Garkey. Over on the left wing, Fletcher John. She'll pass around the horn. Over on the right to Gable. Back out top to Haley Fletcher John. Now there's Ellie Gable dribbling into the lane. Passes off on the wing. Three-point shot is good. Rebecca Leffel gets a three. That makes it 18-7. And New Knoxville expands their lead to 11 now, 18-7. I think that's the biggest lead of the game for the Lady Rangers. Fort Recovery needs some offense here. Mara Pearson over on the right. Back on the left side it goes to Alexis Wendell. Wendell has it stolen away by Gable. Ellie comes down, passes off to Fletcher John, lays it up and scores. And she's fouled, I think, by Alexis Wendell. Fletcher John gets her fifth point of the night. She'll be at the free throw line for a one shot here. And that foul is called on, actually they call that on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Free throw's no good, and Mara Pearson comes down with the rebound. New Knoxville ties her up. I believe that was Melissa Waterman who grabbed the ball. And the ball goes back to New Knoxville. Lady Rangers put it in play. Fletcher John, three-point shot. Good from the right side. Fletcher John gets her second three of the night. She has 8 points, and it's 23-7 now. New Knoxville flexing their muscles now, starting to pull away here. Mara Pearson with it, back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Carly Niekamp is in the game now for Fort Recovery, by the way. And here's a pass, tried to pass to Grace Guggenbiller, and it's intercepted by New Knoxville. Turnover, Lady Indians. Ellie Gable with it, spins, fires, misses. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. Underneath, turnaround shot, it is good. Avery Henschen scoring. That's her sixth point of the night, and it's now 25-7 here with 4:33 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Inside, it's up and no good by Fort Recovery's Niekamp, and rebound comes to New Knoxville. Ellie Gable, outside three-point shot, is no good. Rebound, Haley Fletterjohn of New Knoxville. Right side to Avery Henschen, drives baseline and scores. 8 points now for Avery. Hey, check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. They're built tough with poultry growers in mind. New endurance litter spreaders by BBI. Here's a steal by New Knoxville. Up and no good at the other end. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson. As Melissa Waterman had stolen the ball a moment ago, but missed the shot. Here's a shot from the right side. Up and no good by Fort Recovery. Kenzie Garkey on the shot. Now Fort Recovery throws it away. Here comes New Knoxville. Gable misses the layup. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Jump ball's called. Goes to Fort Recovery. Lady Indians have only scored 2 points in this quarter, and New Knoxville scored 12, and the Lady Rangers really pulling away. Here's timeout on the court. 3:18 to go in the first half. The score, New Knoxville 27, Fort Recovery 7. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Once again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You know, New Holland tractors from K&L offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Always from New Holland, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery has the basketball. Lady Indians trailing 27-7. Whitley Rammel out front. I still don't think Whitley's taken one shot yet tonight. Grace Guggenbiller, I'm not sure Grace has taken one. Maybe she took one. Callie Wendell with the ball. Over to Whitley Rammel. Rammel comes in, passes off. Shot from the corners, no good. Grace Guggenbiller misses that one. They had a good shot, though. It just wouldn't go. Here comes New Knoxville with the rebound and the basketball. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, second quarter, 2.5 minutes to go. New Knoxville leading 27-7. Right side to Avery Henschen. She'll dribble the ball, passes underneath. There's Ellie Gable, up and good. Ellie Gable got the opening inside and scores. That gives her 6 points on the night, and Fort Recovery has the basketball. Callie Wendell with it over to Grace Guggenbiller on the right. Grace dribbling the ball and threw it away. Tried to hit Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp cutting across the lane, and the timing was just not there. And there's a three-point shot good. Melissa Waterman gets her first basket of the night. That was a three, and that makes it 32-7 now. Lady Indians on the short end of the stick tonight so far here. Whitley Rammel with it, dribbling, passes off, and it goes out of bounds. He's going to get it for recovery. Here comes the inbounds pass. Whitley Rammel gets it. There's her shot, up and no good. Rebound by Niekamp, no good. Rebound Guggenbiller, no good. Rebound Rammel, and stripped away from her. And New Knoxville comes away with the ball. Now, at least the Indians had some shots at it that time. They just couldn't get any of them to go down. Niekamp knocks the ball away from Waterman, but Waterman got it back. New Knoxville with the ball, leading 32-7. A minute to go here in the first half of play. Outside it goes to Carson Henschen, dribbling, passing back out to Ellie Gable. Gable way on the right in the three-point land, now dribbles to the free throw line, passes off. Here's Carson Henschen driving in. There's a foul called illegal screen called on Avery Henschen of New Knoxville. Fort Recovery will get the ball. 32-7 is the score. Fort Recovery on the short end of the stick here. They led 5-4, and now it's 32-7. So New Knoxville has totally dominated since that point of a 5-4 deficit. Fort Recovery with the ball, down to 30 seconds. Whitley Rammel dribbling, passing inside to Kenzie Garkey. Ball stripped away and stolen by Fletter John. Here comes Avery Henschen, passing in the right corner to Gable, fires a three, got it. Ellie Gable a three, 9 points for her now. 35-7, Lady Indians down by 28 big ones. Here's Niekamp with the basketball. She'll dribble in, stops, fires, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And so Carly Niekamp will go to the free throw line with a chance for 2 points here. Carly dribbling the basketball. It's up there and good. So Carly gets her first point of the night. At least we got off that 7. Now 35-8. One more for Carly. 1.9 seconds left in the half. This one is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Niekamp. Got the shot up, but she couldn't get it over the hands of New Knoxville, and the quarter comes to a close. New Knoxville dominating here now over the Lady Indians. 35-8 at the end of the first half of play. Thanks to our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to see Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers at K&L, the feed industry's gold standard, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. That's Artsway. And remember, for outstanding service for your farm machinery, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're at the end of one half of play. 35-8 is the score. We'll be back to run down the scoring in the first half for you in a moment here, right after we pause for this.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Need a better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here once again at New Knoxville High School. They're having some elementary kids playing out there right now before the fans in the stands. Again, this will be the last time we play in this gym, as they're building a brand new gym adjacent to this building. And then they'll be actually combining the two buildings into one facility, as I understand it. So it's going to be a very, very nice facility for New Knoxville. Going to expand the seating a bit from what it has been here. And I think that most of the construction was paid for by local patrons, folks that want to see New Knoxville succeed, which is great. That's the fantastic thing about a lot of these small communities in Ohio, especially especially in the MAC conference. Fort Recovery obviously included in that. A lot of local donations, volunteer work, monetary donations, you name it. Whatever needs to be done to get it done, people seem to come up with the magic formula. And hats off to New Knoxville and Fort Recovery and all they've done at Fort Recovery, that wonderful baseball, softball facility that's being constructed there at the Fort Recovery Middle School. That's going to be fantastic coming up here very soon. Well, the game started out really nicely with Fort Recovery leading 5-4 after the first couple of minutes, but then after that, it was all New Knoxville. New Knoxville outscored Fort Recovery the rest of the way in the first half, 31-3. 31-3, and New Knoxville leads at halftime 35-8. At the end of the first quarter, it was 15-5. The Rangers on top by 10. And again, they've expanded their lead to 27 here at the end of the first half, 35-8. Fort Recovery scoring, and there's not much of it. 4 points for Mara Pearson on two-point baskets. She was 0-for-1 at the line tonight. 3 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp on a three-point basket. And 1 out of 2 at the free throw line by Carly Niekamp. And that is your 8 points for Fort Recovery. For New Knoxville, they had pretty nice balanced scoring. Again, their lineup is a total senior lineup. Every player who's been in the game here in the first half is a senior for this New Knoxville program. So they're going to have a lot to replace come next year, but they're enjoying it this year. They're 9-1, and they're headed for 10-1 after tonight. Have Avery Henson with 8 points on the evening. She has 4 two-point baskets. Also 8 points for Haley Fletterjohn. Haley has 2 threes and a 2. Was 0-for-1 at the free throw line. Ellie Gable has 9 points to actually lead the team. 3 twos and a 3-point basket for Ellie Gable. 3 points for Melissa Waterman on a 3-point basket. Rebecca Leffel has 5 points on a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer. And Carson Henson has 2 points. So Ellie Gable with 9 to lead the way. Again, then we had 8 points for Avery Henson and Haley Fletterjohn. 5 points for Rebecca Leffel. 3 for Melissa Waterman. 2 for Carson Henson. That's the halftime score. 35-8. New Knoxville leading Fort Recovery by 27 here at the halftime break. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this. Good evening to you. You're listening to Fort Recovery Basketball from New Knoxville High School.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here once again at New Knoxville. I was just looking at the banners up on the wall here at New Knoxville. And boy, that was quite a basketball run by the boys basketball team back in the 2000s. They had a MAC championship in 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2011. What an amazing run there for New Knoxville's boys basketball team. We all know how tough it is to win the conference championship in this conference. And they won it 4 out of 5 years there, 2007, 8, 9, and 2011. Wow. I remember those years. There were some fun games between New Knoxville and Fort Recovery. In the JV game tonight, Fort Recovery did win that one, 28-17. Lady Indians led 24-7 at the halftime and just kind of coasted from there. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the junior varsity game by Kennedy Mollenkamp with 8. Kenzie Garkey had 7. 6 for Maddie Guggenbiller. 5 points for Callie Wendell. And chipping in with 2 was Elizabeth Alec. Fort Recovery improves to 7-4 with the win tonight in the junior varsity game. Again, here at halftime, it's 35-8. Lady Indians trailing big time to New Knoxville. New Knoxville will have the ball to start the third quarter. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. Check out all the job opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com. New Knoxville again with the ball. Here's a pass to Avery Henschen. Goes inside, puts it up, and good. Avery Henschen scoring. That gives her 10 points on the night. And Fort Recovery with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left to Kenzie Garkey. Back out top to Whitley Rammel. Right side to Mara Pearson. Mara passing back out top to Callie Wendell. Wendell passing on the left to Whitley Rammel. Back on the left side to Kenzie Garkey. She's tied up, or is there a foul? Going to call a jump ball, I guess. Held ball. Used to be a jump ball. So Fort Recovery does get it on the alternating possessions. Callie Wendell over to Whitley Rammel. Whitley dribbling. Passing over to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey bounce pass down low to Mara Pearson. Cross-court pass to Rammel. Fires a 3. Doesn't go. She can hit those, but didn't go that time. Rebound comes down to New Knoxville. Cooper Farms plants in the area located in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Again, check out the job opportunities at all the Cooper Farms locations at CooperFarmsJobs.com. Steal by Kennedy Mollenkamp, passing down here to Kenzie Garkey, firing and missing short. Rebound back up by Kennedy Mollenkamp, no good. Rebound, Haley Fletterjohn of New Knoxville. Haley brings it down. Stops, passes over on the right side. Carson Henschen scores on a 3. That's her first 3 of the night, giving her 5 points on the evening. And it's now 40-8. Lady Indians trailing by 32 points here. And Fort Recovery just threw it away. Avery Henschen with a steal. She'll pass in the middle. Now it goes off to Carson Henschen, and she scores on the layup. Carson Henschen now with 7. Fort Recovery brings it up into Cooper Farms third quarter. After this game, we're going to go to IU and Ohio State. That game is going on right now. You can hear the IU-Ohio State game at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. If you'd like to listen to the Ohio State-IU game, 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And we'll join that game as soon as we're done here at New Knoxville. Whitley Rammel with it on the left. Back out top to Mara Pearson. Mara will pass on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and there's a foul called on New Knoxville. Looks like they're going to call that one on Ellie Gable. And that's 2 on Ellie. Here's the inbounds pass to Whitley Rammel. Lost it out of bounds.
Five, six,
New Knoxville will bring it up. Another turnover on Fort Recovery. Ellie Gable with the ball, dribbling, trying to go around Whitley Rammel in the middle. Passes off. Down in the corner, back out top. Haley Fletterjohn with it. She'll pass over on the right side into Avery Henshin, back outside, and the shot's blocked by Mara Pearson. But Haley Fletterjohn stole it away. Here's New Knoxville with the shot up, no good by Avery Henshin from the top of the key. Ball's inside. New Knoxville's Melissa Waterman got the rebound. Now she's fouled as she tried to take a shot. So Melissa Waterman will shoot two at the free throw line here. They called that personal foul. Free throw's up and good. Called that foul on Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. This one's up and good again. Erica Weedock is in for New Knoxville. Let's see, they put somebody else in now. Also, looks like Rebecca Leffel came back in for New Knoxville. Out front, Kenzie Garkey. Fort Recovery with the ball, trailing 44-8. Callie Wendell will pass back outside, and there's going to be a foul called on New Knoxville. Yep. Weedock gets called for the foul, Erica Weedock. Again, these kids for New Knoxville, every one of them is a senior. Even the reserves are seniors. I don't think I've seen that in a lineup. Rare occasion have you seen that in a lineup. Every player, starters, reserves are all seniors. Now, they do have some other girls dressed down there that are not seniors that may see the floor here before too long. It's called a foul on Melissa Waterman. That's number two on her. Comes the inbounds pass to Whitley Rammel. Back out to Callie Wendell. Callie in the lane. Back out to Whitley Rammel. Whitley dribbles the ball. Now to Callie Wendell. Callie circles around. Feeds over here to Mara Pearson. Mara dribbling the basketball. Outside to Kenzie Garkey. 3:24 left in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Mara Pearson to Callie Wendell. Wendell will pass on the left. There's Maddie Guggenbiller. She misses the shot. Rebound back up and good by Whitley Rammel. Whitley finally got her first basket of the night. 44-10. She's taken very few shots, but at least we got that one. Got into double figures here. Now there's a foul on Fort Recovery. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Contact your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Find out more about their livestock feeding program. That foul was called a moment ago on Kenzie Garkey of Fort Recovery. So New Knoxville has the basketball. Haley Fletterjohn goes inside to Carson Henshin. Taken away by Grace Guggenbiller. Grace just muscled it away from her. Down on the right side to Alexis Wendell, dribbling. Alexis started the game tonight, but hasn't seen a lot of action since. Mara Pearson to Alexis Wendell, and the ball's tipped and stolen away. Carson Henshin ends up with the basketball. Right side it goes to Rebecca Leffel, back around the horn. There's Haley Fletterjohn with it. Now it goes over again to Rebecca Leffel. With the ball there is Melissa Waterman. Waterman will pass off. 1:49 to go in the third quarter of play. New Knoxville leads by a ton, 44-10 here. New Knoxville is going to get their 10th win of the year tonight. Ball's knocked away, and they say it's going to be New Knoxville's basketball, I think. Yep, New Knoxville will put it in play here. Into Carson Henshin in the corner. Back outside it goes. Back in the corner to Fletterjohn. Has it tipped away by Alexis Wendell, but Fletterjohn got it back. Cooper Farms, third quarter. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Check out their job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. Here's Haley Flutterjohn over on the right side. 50 seconds to go. Here's a shot up by Carson Hinchin. That was blocked by Alexis Wendell, and New Knoxville got it back. Carson Hinchin with it again. Drives underneath. Passes back out top. Haley Flutterjohn over on the right side. There's a long two up and good by Melissa Waterman. It's point number seven for her tonight, and it's 46-10 now. Alexis Wendell with the basketball for Fort Recovery. She'll pass and tried to pass to Grace Guggenmiller on the far side, and the pass was intercepted by Melissa Waterman. So New Knoxville will bring it up. All the way to the hole goes Haley Flutterjohn, and she scores. Nobody picked her up, and that's her 10th point of the night, and that's the end of the quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You know, if you'd like to sell your corn, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They'd be happy to buy your corn at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. 48-10. New Knoxville leads by 38 points. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Underway here in the fourth quarter, Haley Flutterjohn just bombed up a three, no good. She gets the ball back out front. Over on the right side to Carson Hinchin. Here's a pass to the corner, and there is a three-point basket up and good by Ellie Gable. That makes it 51-10 now, a 41-point lead for the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. Kennedy Mollenkamp back out front with the ball for Fort Recovery. And there's a pass inside to Fort Recovery. And that was Maddie Guggenbiller, and it was intercepted by New Knoxville. New Knoxville with the ball. Carson Hinchin, right side to the Rangers' Ellie Gable. And now on the left side it goes, and they threw it away. Turnover on New Knoxville. They probably haven't had 10 turnovers tonight, so they have had very few turnovers this evening. Fort Recovery with the ball. 6:42 to go in the game. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. She will pass inside, back outside to Grace Guggenbiller. Fires and misses. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp up no good. Rebound comes to Avery Hinchin of New Knoxville. Here's Ellie Gable with it. Over on the right side, spins, still dribbling. Passes off to Carson Hinchin. Around the horn, Flutterjohn. Now there's a shot up, no good, by Rebecca Leffel. And a foul is called on Rebecca Leffel. Looks like she fouled Maddie Guggenbiller. Also in there for a minute and was Sage Luthold, who went out of the game. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come down the court. She will pass into Whitley Rammel, back to Mara Pearson on the right. In the corner, Grace Guggenbiller back to Pearson. Pearson dribbling the ball to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller tries to pass to Whitley Rammel, intercepted by New Knoxville. Turnover on Fort Recovery. Here's Carson Henschen bringing it up. New Knoxville leading 51-10 on the scoreboard. Back outside to Carson Henschen. There's Haley Fletterjohn with it. She tried to hit Melissa Waterman cutting around the lane, but missed her. And there's a foul on New Knoxville. Is driving to the hole was Mara Pearson, missing the shot, but she'll get two free throws coming here. So Mara Pearson at the free throw line with two, and the first one's no good. Off to the right side. She's 0 for 2 tonight from the line. That's kind of unusual for Mara. She will have one more. And this one is good. Makes it now 51-11. New Knoxville with the basketball, passing it around the perimeter, goes inside to a substitute who came in the game, Allie Topp. Some of these subs that will be coming in now are off the reserve team and are underclassmen, unlike all the starters and the main reserves. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound comes to Topp, and she scores. She's fouled. She'll be at the free throw line. Allie Topp puts it in on the rebound basket. Going to whistle the foul, I think maybe, on Mara Pearson. No, the foul was on Whitley Rammel, number one on Whitley. Allie Topp puts it up, and it's good. That makes the score 54-11. Because of the point differentiation we had there, the running clock started, so we are not stopping the clock anymore tonight. Shot's no good by Fort Recovery. Rebound comes down to Melissa Waterman of the Lady Rangers. Definitely one of the threats to win the conference this year, New Knoxville Lady Rangers. Shots up, blocked by Mara Pearson. Pearson got the rebound. Actually, take that back. That was Elizabeth Alec who got the rebound, then passed over to Mara. Back to Elizabeth Alec, down the lane, passes off on the right side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Inside to Whitley, and she is fouled, and she'll be at the line for two shots. Whitley had the ball right underneath the basket and got fouled on the play. She has 2 points on the night, could go to four right here. 54-11 the score now. Free throws up, and it's good. 54-12. Fort Recovery subbing some players in. Amalia Martin comes in for Fort Recovery. This one is no good. Missed that second one. Let's see if I see any other new faces that have come in. I think that's everybody else has been in at least once. Callie Wendell's in there now, and Whitley Rammel, Maddie Guggenbiller, and there's a ball stolen by Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. Pass on the left side to Elizabeth Allig. Back out to Callie Wendell, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, a battle for it. Coming down with a rebound was Lauren Wingler for New Knoxville. She has the ball, will pass it off. There's an outside shot, and it's no good. Rebound, Maddie Guggenbiller. Down to a minute 14, 54-12 the score. And the official stops play to get the subs in the game. I don't think anybody new came in for Fort Recovery. They were all New Knoxville kids. Underneath, ball's loose, picked up by New Knoxville. Grabbing that ball was Olivia Lammers. It's 54-12 now, 45 seconds left to go in the game. New Knoxville with the ball and the huge, huge lead in the game. Again, right after we're done here, we'll go to the IU-Ohio State game. Shots fired up. No good by Alley Top. Rebound Fort Recovery. Over on the left side, Maddie Guggenbiller. Here's a three-point shot by Callie Wendell. No good. Won't go. And we got a jump ball called. Down to 17 seconds. Ball's going to go to Fort Recovery. They better hurry if they're going to get a shot off. And they may not get a shot off. This may be the last hurrah here. Pass comes into Callie Wendell. Knocked away from her. It was out of bounds, and that's the end of the game. 54-12, Fort Recovery gets thumped tonight by the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. And to think back in the early part of the game, Fort Recovery actually led 5-4. Game ended up 54-12. So New Knoxville, from that point on, outscored Fort Recovery 50-7 in the remaining part of the game to win this game 54-12. A 42-point win for the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. We'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Here's your final scoring for the ball game for Fort Recovery. They only had 12 points in the game. 5 points for Mara Pearson on 2 two-point goals, and then she was 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight for her 5 points. 3 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp on a 3-point goal. 3 points for Whitley Rammel on a 2 and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And 1 point for Carly Niekamp on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And that was it. 12 points for the Lady Indians. 54 points for New Knoxville. A very impressive team indeed. Ellie Gable had 12 to lead the team. 10 for Haley Fletterjohn and 10 for Avery Henshin. 7 apiece for Carson Henshin and Melissa Waterman. And 5 for Rebecca Leffel. 3 points for Allie Topp. 54 points for New Knoxville. They go to 10-1 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 2-10 on the season. In the JV game, Fort Recovery won that one 28-17 to go to 7-4 on the year. Lady Indians were led in scoring by Kennedy Mollenkamp with 8. Kenzie Garkey had 7. 6 for Maddie Guggenbiller. 5 for Callie Wendell. 2 points for Elizabeth Alley. Again, we have the IU and Ohio State game going on, so we're going to break away now and join the Ohio State and IU game. Thanks for listening tonight, folks. From New Knoxville, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.